You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
There's examples all over NPR of people using theirs plus a plural noun, like I just did when I said, there's examples all over NPR.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Why, thank you.
Ann, so it sounds like a listener named Bill in Kalamazoo had some concerns about this.
He did. He wrote to us about the use of theirs plus a plural noun. And here's what he wrote. Recently, people, including many broadcasters and commentators on Michigan radio and NPR, use the word theirs in a sentence referring to multiple things rather than there are, as in there's thousands or there's many. He goes on to say, of course, as an old guy, it drives me crazy, particularly when said by a quote-unquote professional who should know better.
I will admit that this one does give me some pause when I am writing copy to read on the radio, because it looks funny when I do theirs, but on the other hand, it does sound more conversational, which we strive for in radio.
And you are exactly right about the distinction that's going on here, which is theirs plus plural is more conversational, and there are plus plural is more written. Bill is absolutely right that many Americans are using theirs plus plural in the spoken language, and there have actually been studies about this. Just to establish the terminology here, that there at the beginning of a sentence is what linguists would call existential there.
Ooh, that sounds deep.
And when you think about it, it's really an empty subject. That what the there is doing is allowing you to take whatever it is you're talking about and put it into the second half of the sentence. And the reason we do that is that we like to put important information or new information into the second half of a sentence. So existential there lets us bump that information out. Then we have the question of what we'd call concord or agreement, which is if you have a there, the idea is that the noun that comes after the verb would govern the agreement. If it's a singular noun, you get singular agreement. There is one. And if it's a plural noun, you'd get plural agreement. There are two. It gets complicated when we contract the there and the is. That we would not tend to say there is thousands.
No, that sounds weird.
But we can say there's thousands. That sounds less weird.
But that doesn't sound weird at all. No, it sounds conversational to me.
Right. Bill Crawford did a study of this in 2005, looking at where are you going to see different patterns of agreement. And what he discovered is that at this point in written prose, written edited prose, the theirs plus plural is pretty much always edited out. But in spoken language, you are going to find a lot of theirs plus plural. And that is both casual conversation as well as more formal. It's all over academic lectures. It's all over National Public Radio. And he argues that one reason for this is the real demands of processing in real time, that when we're speaking and we're trying to get ideas out there, to be able to use theirs and not have to worry about whether what's after it is singular or plural as you're processing in real time is easier. And that's part of why you'll see it in the spoken language.
That's exactly it. Because when I hear it, I don't think anything of it. But if I see it in print, I will admit I myself might go in and fix it.
Yeah, and there are probably some other ones that feel very colloquial, such as, here's your notes. How's mom and dad? That when we get those contracted forms in conversation, we don't seem to worry about agreement quite as much.
And there's just so many interesting things you teach us every week.
I hope you have a great Sunday.
You too. Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.